Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Questions continue to surround the future of the former Hutchison Medical Center in Fort Oglethorpe after online rumors sparked speculation that the longtime hospital could be demolished. The hospital is sat vacant since closing 5 years ago, and its future remains uncertain. Located on the historic Barnhart Circle, the site dates back more than a century. The original post hospital was built in 1904 to serve military personnel stationed at Fort Oglethorpe, and later cared for soldiers during both World War I and World War II. In the early 50s, community leaders transformed the property into what became Hutchison Memorial Hospital, serving Northwest Georgia for decades. Following its closure, the hospital was purchased by CHI Memorial in 2017 before the healthcare system opened a new hospital near Ringgold. The property was later donated to the Catoosa County Economic Development Authority. The Fort Oglethorpe Historic Preservation Commission recently expressed concern on social media over the possibility of demolition, with members urging officials to preserve the historic landmark. However, county officials say the aging structure faces significant challenges. They report black mold is widespread throughout the building and portions of the roof have collapsed after years of sitting vacant. Residents have expressed mixed opinion, with some hoping to see the historic hospital preserved and repurposed, while others believe demolition may be the only practical option. No official decision has been announced regarding the future of the former hospital. The Dade County Sheriff's Office reports one arrest yesterday involving multiple felony drug charges. Authorities say 31-year-old Hayden Alexander Nichols of Jemison, Alabama, was arrested on a total of 8 charges. The Sheriff's Office says Nichols is charged with trafficking cocaine, illegal drugs, marijuana or methamphetamine, possession of a Schedule I controlled substance, 2 counts of possession of a Schedule II controlled substance, possession of marijuana less than 1 ounce, possession and use of drug-related objects, possession with intent to distribute a controlled substance, and drugs to be kept in its original container, which is a misdemeanor. The Dade County Sheriff's Office says the investigation is ongoing. As always, charges are allegations and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty in a court of law. Drivers in Jackson County soon need to find an alternate route as a bridge replacement project is getting underway in Flat Rock. Jackson County Public Works says the bridge on County Road 81 between County Road 685 and State Route 117 will close starting on Monday, the 6th of July. The bridge will stay closed continuously for about 3 months while crews repair the structure. Officials say the construction schedule could change, of course, depending on weather or any other unforeseen circumstances. Motorists are encouraged to avoid the area and use alternate routes during the closure. Jackson County Public Works says the project is designed to improve the safety and reliability of the roadway for years to come. As Google moves forward with their $1.5 billion expansion in Jackson County at the data center, local schools are preparing the next generation of high-tech workers. Jackson County Schools highlighting a specialized career classroom at the Kevin Dukes Career and Innovation Academy, or KDCIA. That's where students are training for careers in information technology and data center operations. School officials say Google has invested more than $500,000 in STEM education across the county. One of those programs is taught by Google employees and gives students in grades 10 through 12 the chance to learn Google certifications before graduating from high school. Center Principal Drew McNutt says the certifications provide students with a pathway into technology careers and could help them qualify for jobs at Google facilities across the country. However, he says his goal is to see those students stay in Jackson County and work close to home. Over time, interest in the program has grown. Enrollment has increased from just 6 students when the class was introduced a few years ago to 29 expected this fall. And in Chickamauga, the city has been awarded a $4 million brownfields cleanup grant from the U.S. EPA to help transform the former Crystal Springs Printworks property into a site ready for future development. City officials announced that funding this week, calling it a major investment in the community's long-term economic development and revitalization efforts. The grant will fund environmental cleanup at the 17-acre former textile mill property on Long Street there at West 10th. The site has remained vacant since the mill buildings were demolished years ago. The EPA grant is the latest in a series of funding awards supporting the city's redevelopment initiatives. Earlier, Chickamauga received a $1.45 million grant from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to address blight in the historic downtown area. The city also secured a $40,000 grant from Georgia's Rural Center to conduct a redevelopment study for the property. City officials say the combined funding strengthens Chickamauga's ability to make meaningful infrastructure improvements while preserving the the city's historic character and enhancing quality of life for residents. After three in San Diego, the Braves continue their West Coast trip. They head up the coast to San Francisco for three starting tomorrow night. That travel day today and again tomorrow night will be the first game of the series. 10:15 tomorrow night, the first pitch. 9 o'clock tomorrow evening for the Ford leadoff show here on Classic Hits KWIN. At your KWIN News Update, stay up to date anytime at discoverdate.com and throughout the day here on your home of the Braves and NASCAR, 101.3, 104.3, 106.1 FM, and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.